The following shiur has been presented by Rav Simcha Bunim Landinsky, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Mechaber Sefer Sukkos Chaim on Sukkah, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Mitzvah Sukkah min HaTorah is all 7 days. Even ben hashmoshes of the seventh day, yichayev in sukkah, like it says in the Mishnah of Memches Amad Aleph. The Gemara of Mem Zayin Amad Aleph says to the people from Chutz La'aretz, b'yoyim ches meisev yasvinam b'sukkah b'ruche elayim v'achinam. Which means, since in Chutz La'aretz we make 2 days of Yantiv Shalgalias Misafik, so therefore, Shmini Atzeret, which is a Safik, of Yom Shvi of Chag HaSukkos, we have to sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. And that's how the Rambam Paskins in Perek Vav Melech HaSukkah Aloch Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tafresh Samachas Tif Aleph, that on Shmini Atzeres we sit in the sukkah in Chutz La'aretz, but we don't make a bracha. The Rif explains the reason why we don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres is because it's tati the sasi adod. If it's Sukkot, it's not Shmini Atzeres. If it's Shmini Atzeres, it's not Sukkot. Therefore, since we're Mesupik, we do both Lechum. We sit, but we don't make a bracha. Which means we have Minhagim of Yantav Sukkot, and we have Minhagim of Yantav Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos on the Pemzayin Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil Meitziv, asks a question like this. How come by Lulav, we don't shake the lulav on Yom Ches, on the day of Shmini Atzeres, and not make a bracha, just like sukkah. We go ahead, and we sit in the sukkah without a bracha. So too lulav, why is lulav any different than sukkah? And for Tosfos, the lulav lo yratzu l'sakin klal she'et lenu ha'lulav misafik l'pishu yantif ha'muktu l'tiltul. U'minkir l'milse sh'noig v'minikha. Lulav, a person doesn't hold a lulav for no reason. The only reason why he's holding it is because he's showing that there's a mitzvah. Therefore, since we have a suffix, if today is Shmini Atzeres or today is Chol HaMoed, we don't go ahead and shake the lulav, because on the tzad that we're shaking it, we're showing that it's still sukkahs. Mashenke, sitting in the sukkah which is geshmak, sometimes it's geshmak to sit in the sukkah. Therefore, it's not a raya when you're sitting in there that it's yantav sukkahs. Maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. It's just that it's geshmak. Therefore, zaktaisis, sukkah is different than lulav, that on Shmini Atzeres you sit in the sukkah, but you don't shake the lulav. Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz is maitiv to taisis is teretz. That the whole chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah depends on every person if it's areva olav or not. If it's geshmak for him. And so too the Kabbalah Nisanel on the Rosh Perek Dalet Oy Zion says that if that day it was cold outside, if on Shmini Atzeres it was cold outside, it was raining, windy, anything like that, ein min aroy lechol b'sukkah. It depends, every single time that you sit in the sukkah, depends what the weather is outside. If the weather is out nice outside, so we could say that you're sitting in the sukkah because it's geshmak for you. Therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But if the sukkah is not geshmak for you, it's cold outside or it's raining outside, Dr. Kavan Asylum, you should not sit in the sukkah. The same way by Mitzvah Lulav. You shouldn't shake the lulav on Shmini Atzeres. So too by Mitzvah Sukkah, you should not sit in the sukkah because it's not geshmak for you. And it looks like the only reason why you're sitting in there is because of the mitzvah. I mean, it's not the mitzvah of a mesupik. Therefore, you don't go ahead and sit in the sukkah. If Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov and Shulchan Aruch and Simitofer Samaches says the halacha as follows. Echad HaMakbid Al halacha leishev b'sukkah b'shmini atzeres. V'ira sheshokach lahadlik oyer b'sukkah. He forgot to light the candles or to have light on in the sukkah. Ma'olav lasos. Hom yeshev b'sukkah b'choshech Hashem yechav b'vayis. question was, should he eat in his house because Nakash makes him to sit in the sukkah while it's dark, or he should go ahead and eat in the sukkah? So he answered, Sheyechal Abayis. He should eat in the house. Kim Yeshu v'sukkah v'choshech az nikol ahedjish oysa ken Hashem mitzvah sukkah v'oysa ha'zikachal. If he will be sitting in the sukkah when it's dark outside, when it's dark, he would show that he's sitting in the sukkah even though it's not a reival, even though it's not kashmak for him. Therefore, and that would be, look like that he's doing a fachal. Therefore, he's not allowed to go ahead and sit in the sukkah at night, when it's dark outside. A lot of places can argue on this, and hold that since this whole halacha of the Korban Esanel is a big chiddush, that a person should not sit in the sukkah when it's cold outside, because the Gemara lemaisa paskins meisav yasvinim brucha leimav v'achinon. The Gemara doesn't make any chalukim in that. Therefore, so too, if the lights are off for any other reason, that shtayz if I'm sitting in the sukkah, the same way on yontif sukkahs he will be mechuyev to sit in the sukkah in this weather or in this condition. Over here also on Shmini Atzeres, he has a regular chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah. And that's how it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, that on Shmini Atzeres we're noyig to sit in the sukkah without any attire. The Mascha, Ois Tov Shenayim Beis, brings from Avya, Yesuvi Yasvinam Bruchel Leim Vachinam Pirish Avya, Kivan the Ike Ekeire Deloim Mevorech Kasha Osal Zayin Yom Le'avi Kemoisef. The reason why you don't make a bracha is because by making a bracha, it would look like you're sitting there the same as the other 7 days. By not making a bracha, you're showing that today is different. Therefore, he says, "Avolishem besukkah osim mishum the mechzikim meisif." But to sleep in the sukkah, it's also to sleep in Shmina Atzeres because it looks like meisif, which means, why is it also to sleep in the sukkah? Because normally, you don't make a bracha when you go to sleep. Therefore, if I would sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, I wouldn't have a heker of Shmini Atzeres to the other night. By achila, the heker is good for the fact that I'm not making a bracha. But by sleeping, I won't have a heker. Therefore, it would look like that it's like every other night of sukkahs, that you sleep in the sukkah. Therefore, Chazal mesaken that you should not sleep in the sukkah. The Gemara is saying only meisav yasvinon and brucha leim vachinon. That's when you're eating, but sleeping you don't sleep in the sukkah. A lot of Rishonim argue and hold you do sleep in the sukkah. The Shmini Atzeres. The Revavon writes meisav yasvinon leichel v'lishon kashar yomim. You sit and you eat and sleep in the sukkah like other days. So too, the Sefer Mitzvahs Manias of Chasukah Shah Shmini says, "Chayvus Chasukah b'yom Hashmini Atzeres when Yeshu Sofik Shvi la'achila l'shtia v'lishim ba." And that's also the das of the Rashi and the Tzvah and the Shoshanah of Daf Tezayin on Beis that Oichlin v'yishenim ba la mitzvah. The Beis Yosef is Siman Tafresh Zamaches brings from the Mordechai ve'inir kein das apayskim shasosmu v'lo chilku b'kach. He's mashma that he holds that you have to sleep in the sukkah. And so too the Goyim in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tafresh Samach Vav, passes like the Yeshayim that you sleep in the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres. The Chaya Adam in Klal Kufnum Gimel, Ois Hei, brings that once it was very cold on Leil Shmini Atzeres, and the Gra said that even though the other days, normal sukkahs, I would be part of him sitting in the sukkah because of mitzah, but to show the halacha talmidim that they should not say that you don't sleep in the sukkah le'elches, he was mitzavim to be malbish himself, to dress himself warm, in order to sleep in the sukkah. That means he was so makbid on this halacha of sleeping in the sukkah that even though normally he would be potter from sleeping in the sukkah because it was so cold outside, but on Shmini Atzeres he was more makbid than sukkahs itself. The makna in the Ashmatis, the Klalim Chelek Gimel, he brings from his son that what the guy, the girl, said that it's a mitzvah lishim b'sukkah b'Shmini Atzeres when it was very cold was talking about a case that it was so cold that you put the even beyond Misha. With no Misha, normally you mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Still, the guy in hell that you put you mechuyev to sleep in the sukkah, Belail, Shmini Atzeres. So to the Bikur Yankiv and Aruch HaShulchan say that a person should be machma sleeping in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But the Ramah brings from the Mordechai, the says and that's what the Maril says, and that's what the Yehuda says, and the Shuvah Sav Seifin Simikufchav, that the minig is not to sleep in the sukkah, and the Meshavua brings these 2 days and ends off minig ha'olam la'akel. So the minig ha'olam is la'akel, not to sleep in the sukkah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tafei Samaches of Cotton Bay says, "Ve'ein Yishen in Mesukah, the Bishlam Megabe Achila Ika Akeya Da'ein Mevarch, Mashenki Mashila Zalaka Akeya, U'Mahaytayim Ma'an Lotes Acha Asuda Shachas." The same reason that a person doesn't sleep in the sukkah, so too we run out of the sukkah after Suda Shachas. So the Machshav Shekel explains the Magen Avraham as follows. וכן בני אדם המחמירים ואין אוכלם אפילו פרס ושתיז מים חוץ לסוכה. People that are makpid not to eat פרס or drink water out of the sukkah during sukkahs, אבל בשמיני עצרס יש לאוכלם מבייס. On שמיני עצרס you should בדווקא eat it in your house, not in the sukkah. Why? Because since on these machalim you don't make a leisha v'sukkah, so vaita I won't have the hecker of eating in the sukkah without a bracha, because anyways, the whole sukkah you don't make a bracha. Therefore, Zakta Machsa Shekel, that you should not eat, the same way you don't sleep in the sukkah, you should not eat these types of peiris, or this drinking water in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, to show that to have a hecker, because if not, you won't have any hecker. And that's what Bikur Yankiv paskins, that a person should not eat peiris out of the sukkah. The payers in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Mishabur in Sivkot Nvav says, "Yesh oimim duod in dein oichlan as payers. Klolo shal dava kol dava she'ein tzarech levarecha levichas leisha v'sukkah v'shayim e'sukkah in oichlan v'sukkah v'shmini atzeres." But he says, "V'yesh mekilim b'zeh v'chein mestavro devachila as payers v'kagam nadvorim she'chayov mitzad adin yochel lasas v'shmini atzeres k'mo she'yitzav v'bayis v'sukkah." So Mishabura paskins that you're not mechuyev dafka to go out of your way to leave the sukkah to eat peiris. A person should go ahead and eat either in his house or in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to be makpid either or.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.